WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
This is a Fox News alert. President Trump will react again to the two weekend mass shootings. I'm Dave Anthony.
You look at both of these cases, this is mental illness. These are really people that are very, very seriously mentally ill.
Fox's John Decker is live at the White House.
In an hour, we expect the president to make remarks indicating how the administration intends to respond. The president this morning on Twitter calling for a change in our nation's gun laws, writing, Republicans and Democrats must come together and get strong background checks. He suggested that effort could be coupled with what he called desperately needed immigration reform. He also criticized the media, saying fake news has contributed greatly to the anger and rage that has built up over many years. Dave?
And John, the president also said hate has no place in our country, but Democrats who want stricter gun laws, like Tim Ryan, who's running for president, blame Trump rhetoric for inciting people.
Honestly, for a guy to drive 10 hours to go kill Mexicans, like what happened in El Paso, is sickening.
That accused shooter is jailed without bail. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal live in El Paso, Texas.
Dave, the 21-year-old suspected shooter here has been charged with capital murder in El Paso, but West Texas U.S. Attorney John Bash says they're also looking at federal hate crime and firearms charges.
The attack, from what we know in the public record, certainly appears to be intended to intimidate or coerce a civilian population, so we're treating it as a domestic terrorism case.
El Paso residents are stunned and angry. Some are skeptical that this boils down to a mental health issue.
Yeah, he was sick. He was sick with so much hate.
Law enforcement says an anti-Latino manifesto that appeared online before the attack does appear to be the work of the shooter, Dave.
Jessica, the gunman who wore body armor and a mask in Dayton, Ohio, was killed by police 30 seconds after he opened fire. His own sister was one of the nine people murdered. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
As we await President Trump's comments this morning on the two weekend shootings, Democrats like Senator Sherrod Brown want to take action on gun control now,
so that these incidents just don't happen week after week after week after week in our country.
Democrats want the Senate to return from recess to act on House-passed universal background check legislation. Now, the Republican leader of the Senate would have to set that up, and Mitch McConnell has an issue of his own to deal with. He tripped and fell at his house yesterday. The senator fractured his shoulder. Now Kentucky's other U.S. senator is also recovering. Rand Paul had surgery over the weekend to remove part of a lung that the senator tweeted was damaged when a neighbor attacked Paul in 2017. That neighbor got 30 days in prison for assault. Rene Boucher had to sell his house to help pay the $500,000 civil verdict that Senator Paul won suing him. Days after the U.S. sanctioned Iran's foreign minister, he reacts.
Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif saying the U.S. has closed the door to diplomacy after the Trump administration imposed sanctions on the minister.
The United States is not interested in diplomacy, period. Had they been interested in diplomacy, they would not have left the diplomatic table.
Zarif saying sanctioning the foreign minister means a failure in dialogue.
The United States only wants to impose its will on the Iranian people, and that will never happen.
Zarif says the unusual move of sanctioning another country's top diplomat won't affect him. Simon Owen, Fox News.
A U.S. Marine and a Navy SEAL are doing a military court in Virginia this morning for a hearing in a 2017 hazing death of a U.S. Army Green Beret in Africa who was strangled to death. There were two other U.S. troops also said to be involved. They pleaded guilty to lesser charges and were sentenced to prison. On Wall Street, a big sell-off is looming. Dow futures down nearly 400 points as markets also drop overseas. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Our local news brought to you by Thomas and Eller's Insurance, your local independent auto owner's insurance agent. Contact Justin or Dave today at 217-356-2400 or visit thomas-ellers.com. Thomas, and I, again, just not bright enough to get this, but it's dash or hyphen.
It's either way. We understand what you're saying.
Visit thomas-ellers.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The memorial service that had been planned for Yin-Yin Jiang today has been postponed. She is the U of I scholar who was kidnapped and killed 2 years ago. The service was originally set for this afternoon, but an attorney for her family said the service has been postponed. Pastor Chuck Moore told the News Gazette the family was apologetic, but he wants to do what's in the family's best interest and when they're ready for it. Brent Christensen was recently given life in prison for the woman's death. Construction on a new retail center is set to wrap up this fall. Union Square is under construction at the corner of South Mattis and West Springfield Avenues. WCIA says Starbucks will be the main anchor. The retail center will be 12,000 square feet. Ramshaw Real Estate said the property sits at the second busiest intersection in the area. Developers plan to turn over the anchor space to Starbucks next month and will open to customers later in the fall. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you with who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment.
Contact Justin or Dave at Thomas & Ellers Insurance in Champaign today. 217-356-2400. All right, here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Sunny today, high near 90, 69 our low into the evening tonight. We do have a chance for some showers tomorrow, which is awesome. Our plants need it. We've got a high 86 expected, 64 our low in the evening. Sunshine back in the forecast on Wednesday with a high 86, low 68. Believe it or not, Wednesday after 6:30 is the last neighborhood night with the Urbana Park District and OSF Healthcare. It'll be nickel and dimes at Meadowbrook, and there's a special feature on bikes. Even a bike ride scheduled from Meadowbrook to Sydney Dairy Barn. So look into that if you're interested. That's Wednesday evening. We're currently at 78 with the sunshine, ESPN 93.5.
And if you need appliances, you go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. The reason is they are really, really good at it. That's all they do. They don't get into anything but appliances. So when you go into their Neal Street store, as you drive toward the mall on the right-hand side before I-75, the people will know and are well versed in the GE Frigidaire, whatever the thing is. They'll know what it does. They'll know how to use it. And some of the bells and whistles today, you'll need instruction. It's very, very cool. And you can shop around and say, well, this is probably out of my price range. What if I just get something that keeps stuff cold? They got that too. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, where they'll offer you that free 10-year protection plan.
Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, place you want to visit when remodeling or just needing updates. At some point, you want to quit fixing it and just get a new one. Check it out. Champaign location just south of I-74 on Neal. Or you can start online. Go to appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. It is 8:09. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio reporter from the great city of Chicago. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm disappointed and discouraged and bummed about the shootings. We're a country of solutions, so we've been wrestling around with that this morning. Latest from Dayton, Ohio. I know you've been covering that story. I think it's remarkable that they had this shooter dead in less than a minute. 30 seconds in, they were on it. So they must have just been in the area walking. These are police on foot, correct?
Both, and they were there. Apparently took this guy out within 30 seconds as he began opening fire indiscriminately in the Oregon district, where there's a bunch of bars downtown, and lots of people were gathered there early Sunday morning, about 1 o'clock. They took him out right on the street as he tried to enter a bar, Ned Pepper's bar, where many of the people who were killed, including the gunman's own sister, lie dead, and we're told that she was one of the first to die, which just digs into this guy's psyche. But police say it's still too early to tell what touched him off, what sparked this apparent rampage that he had apparently planned for a time. We've heard from former classmates that say the gunman was suspended twice in high school for writing a so-called kill list and a rape list. That's information that we're digging into, though the high school principal where this gunman went to school is not disputing that. We know the rifle that he used, along with the 100-round drum mag that was inside that rifle, the AR-15, was all legally bought, according to police. At this point, he didn't leave any sort of writings, a manifesto, if you will, like the guy in El Paso did. So it's still too early to tell. They're digging into it, but what's done is done, and 9 people are dead, and over 24 are injured, and people's lives are changed forever.
Is the AR-15, I just am not very well-versed in all of this. Is it like a machine gun? Does it go rat-a-tat-tat? I don't understand.
Other than the fact that it looks like a machine gun, it's not. I mean, you have a 30-06, a 223, a hunting rifle. I mean, they're all semi-automatic. Handguns are semi-automatic. You've got to pump each shot. So it's not a machine gun, and those who say semi-automatic guns would have to be banned, would have to ban virtually all guns, in this country, because most of them are semi-automatic.
Okay, so you can go bup, 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 but you can't, it doesn't do anything, just go bup, bup, but you can go kind of fast. But the question is, if he shot and killed 9 and injured another however many it was, in 30 seconds, my gosh, what would have happened had he got inside the bar?
Yeah, well, and that's just it. A huge crowd of people in there, and we're expected to hear from President Trump probably within about an hour.
Yeah.
We're hearing he's going to speak, and he's claimed that he wants strong background checks for gun users. Though we haven't heard any details on what he might say. Perhaps those 100-round drum mags might be included in something that he or a bipartisan group of lawmakers might want to ban.
Yeah.
But we'll see what happens. But nonetheless, one of the things that we've heard from mourners, there was a big vigil there last night, about 1,000 people showed up, and you're hearing things like, my heart is stunned, but my head is not. I mean, we're growing numb to this. Mm. Another guy saying we're living in a broken and fallen world, and the answer is love. And there is something to be said about that, but we've had guns forever in this country, but not this. And now we have this. So what's going on? What's happening? And what are we doing with red flags? I mean, apparently the red flags were up on this guy.
Okay.
The red flags were up on the Pulse nightclub shooter. In fact, the FBI was on to him. The FBI was on to the Tsarnaev brothers. Are we doing with these so-called red flags and the ability for people to gain access to guns? And there's a lot to be said, and of course people are turning this into a political debate, and I'm not sure that that's the wisest thing to do. I don't think it gets us to the end game of stopping this.
It doesn't, and I think too, in the case of this troubled Dayton shooter, what he did in high school, but it was under the auspices of being a juvenile, so they sealed it. I think you just say, listen, if you're putting out a kill list when you're a teenager, you can't own a gun. Now, it doesn't mean he doesn't get a gun. I'm just saying, maybe that's disqualifying.
Right.
Anyway, it's a frustrating thing for sure. So,
a lot of frustration.
So sad and so unnecessary. And you just want to say, what happened? What was it? The 10 different things that kind of molded into one? Are you more susceptible? Are you evil? Are you mentally ill? What is it? What's happening? Because this is Jeff, you guys are covering this stuff monthly. I mean, there's something going on all the time now.
Yeah, I can tell you after Newtown, many of us wanted to quit the business, to be quite honest, to be quite frank with you. It's getting to the point where you're getting numb to it and you never get the answers to the questions you have and why and how do you stop it. The debate always shifts to politics, which is so frustrating. And not only as a reporter, but as a human being, as an American, and how do we stop this?
Well, if there was a realistic law that I could sign for this that would end this, of course I'd sign it. There is none. There is no law that will stop this because there's too many guns available and too much out there and too much evil and too much sickness. So we got to just, I guess, live with this and come up with other ways to prevent it from being so bad.
Yeah, well, Adam Lanza broke Connecticut's law, the toughest gun laws, so some of the toughest gun laws in the nation, stole his mother's guns and killed her and shot up that Sandy Hook High School, Chicago, just about every single hour of every single day. People are breaking some of the toughest gun laws in the books and shooting people. I mean, you're talking about mass shootings over the weekend here in Chicago, and it's nary even a whisper.
I mean, it's August 5th. You've had 70 shootings in Chicago. Have you heard any news? No.
No.
It's not there because it's normal.
Yeah.
Jeff Manasso, keep up your fine reporting. We do appreciate it. Glad you're still in the business, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio, live in Chicago, covering Dayton. What do you think? 359-2255. Any solutions out there? We're looking. Let's check sports.
Oakland A's beat the St. Louis Cardinals 4-2 yesterday, and Tanner Roark, who is a great pitcher from the U of I, stepped up and did great yesterday and held the Cardinals back. 4-2 was the final with the Oakland A's on top. Now they've got the L.A. Dodgers with a 9-10 start. Cardinals using Michael Wacha on the mound. Oakland A's will now face the Chicago Cubs. That first pitch just after 7. Kyle Hendricks on the mound for the Cubbies. 7-2 winners over Milwaukee yesterday. They had a sweep over the Brew Crew.
Brew Crew's looking up going, row, we better watch fading away here. They're at least 4 out. And the Cubbies went into the series half a game out of first. And lo and behold, they have caught the Cardinals and passed them. Cardinals are game and a half out after getting swept in Oakland. But they're just, Oakland's better. I mean, it's one of those Houston things where Oakland's just better than the St. Louis Cardinals. And I think the Cardinals could be in trouble next 3 nights in L.A. because earlier in the season, the Dodgers were swept in a 4-game series in St. Louis. And the Dodgers are certainly one of the best, if not the best, teams in baseball. Don't think they forgot getting swept in St. Louis.
Let's talk about injuries. Wilson Contreras is 27, has a strained right hamstring on the 10-day IL. That brings up Tyson Davis to the Cubs lineup from AAA. And Matt Carpenter, who had that foul ball off the foot on July 15th, is off the injured list and now playing. We also had the Chicago White Sox beating the Philadelphia Phillies 10-5. And they've got a game against Detroit that'll start after 6. New England Patriots signed Tom Brady to a 2-year, $70 million deal. Bears training camp has been going on in Bourbonnais. They have a preseason game at Soldier Field Thursday night at 7. Carolina Panthers, I'm actually looking at that. That's a $17 seat. And, you know, preseason, Soldier Field, Carolina Panthers, I think that might be fun.
Yeah, if you can get a ticket, usually you can't in the regular season. The Bears are going to be a tough ticket.
This is preseason action.
Yeah,
so
why not?
Might be kind of a bucket list thing.
And congratulations, Michael Finke. We saw him yesterday, as a matter of fact. He is going to leave for Poland tonight to play professional basketball. Michael Finke, former Centennial star, Illini, and Grand Canyon star, is leaving for Poland, and we wish him nothing but the best.
Chase Elliott gets the checkered flag in golf at the Wyndham Championship. $1.1 million goes to J.T. Poston at Greensboro, North Carolina, for that golfing event in PGA. So that's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
You okay? Here you go with your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Up to 88, down to 69. Plenty of sunshine as we start our week together here on August 5th. We've got showers in the forecast tomorrow. High 86, low 64. Sunny Wednesday through Friday up into the mid-80s, down into the lower 60s at night. Right now we're at 78 already. ESPN 93.5.
What to do about some of the shootings? What can we do to protect ourselves? What are the answers? What solutions? 359-2255 if you have any thoughts as to what now. It's certainly in our, if I go to the mall, I'll be thinking, I'll be looking around. And when I hear pop, pop, or somebody dropping boxes, or somebody shooting, I mean, it's part of our thought process now. It has to be, which is sad. 8:20, we'll be right back.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are sharply lower, reflecting continued concern about the impact of the trade dispute with China and new tariffs to take effect next month. Zach Cooper of the American Enterprise Institute says China has retaliated by devaluating its currency to lessen the impact of the tariffs.
I think the real question now is, what's the path forward? Is there a deal? Are the Chinese really willing to come back to the table? If you look at the markets and certainly the reaction in Beijing overnight, I think the answer might be no. The devaluing of the renminbi is a big sign, in my view, that the Chinese are in this for the long haul, and that's what they're trying to show.
Poultry and meat producer Tyson is reporting a mixed quarter. Though its earnings were strong and sales increased, Wall Street was expecting even stronger sales from Tyson Foods. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Carlson. There's just so much barking and noise and yelling. Our role is to take three steps back and discern what really matters.
Sean Hannity.
The most important thing that we do, we are looking out for the forgotten men and women in this country.
Laura Ingraham.
They're going to get a straight shooter, no holds barred. I'm not going to cut people slack.
Fox is the one place where dissent is allowed.
We have voices. We won't be silent.
Who controls my voice? Nobody.
Fox News Channel. Real news, real honest opinion.
From homework to practice, Busey understands the demands of back to school. Simplify your family's finances with innovative banking solutions from Busey. Download the Busey mobile app to deposit checks, view balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and other people. Start the school year off right. Visit Busey.com or stop by one of our many convenient locations today. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC.
ESPN Radio Extra Point with Peter Burns.
I'm watching the Hall of Fame speeches. We didn't have any running backs that got elected to the Hall of Fame. In fact, next year, I don't see any as well. You got Troy Polamalu, Reggie Wayne, Patrick Willis, Steve Atwater, Tony Boselli, Isaac Bruce, and Alan Faneca. I wonder how much different the Hall of Fame is going to look like going forward with the way the league moves to more of a passing league, right? I think you're going to always have the love for offensive and defensive linemen. You're always going to have the love for kickers if the numbers are up there. You're always going to have love, of course, for quarterbacks because we know that position is so important. But the running back position in the Hall of Fame, I think, is a very unique relationship because it's traditionally about 10,000 rushing yards. Career rushing yards get you into that echelon, right? That tier of being a, quote, Hall of Fame running back. I'm not sure how many guys, with the way the league runs now, are ever going to make that number.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we have the Duralast batteries you can rely on to drive with confidence. They're proven tough, even in the most extreme conditions. That's because they're designed to improve performance and provide your ride with a powerful startup. And they're available only at AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. Based on data from the NPD Group Incorporated, car care truck 12 months ending December 2018.
All right, it's time for some straight talk. You wouldn't pay $100 for seats to a baseball game when you can get the same seats for $50. So why pay more on your wireless when you can get the same 4G LTE networks for up to half the cost? for $45 a month. Get our unlimited plan with 25 gigs of high-speed data from Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
So it's 8:24. So what would be wrong with having air marshals at Walmart? What would be wrong with if you're arming various soft locations like a church now, because mm-hmm. that's happening,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't you have, you know, trained people? I'm not talking about Bob owns a gun. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about people that go through concealed carry classes. I mean, if you have all of the designations, you're probably pretty trained up. Maybe mm-hmm. you're ex-military.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe you're walking the aisles at Walmart and you do 5 hours on a Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy does another 5 hours and Walmart gives you $1,000 in groceries if you do that 3 times a week or something.
Good idea.
You trade off groceries and food and items from Walmart to help pay and defer. And I suppose Walmart has the money, they can do it.
Mm-hmm.
But just not allow somebody to just casually go aisle to aisle. And you go, oh, it's got to be a gun-free zone. Gun-free for who? The bad guy?
Right.
Don't you want, if you're in a, again, God forbid you're ever in a situation, wouldn't you want a good guy around with a gun that knows
most
how to use it?
Definitely.
You want somebody to shoot back. These cowards know they're going into a place where there's women and children. They know that. They know that's why they do it. It is just despicable and disgusting and evil. And I don't think the El Paso guy's crazy at all. He knows what he's doing. He was just, you know, trying to stop the invasion. And, you know, talking to, and he said, interestingly, I haven't heard anybody report this. He said, everyone's going to blame Donald Trump, but it's not his fault. It's both. He's mad at the Republicans and Democrats. He said, the only reason this is all happening, and this is the guy that did all the shooting in El Paso. He said the Democrats want more political control, and they know if they turn Texas, they're going to win all the president. It was pretty well thought out. So, I mean, it was an intelligent discussion of what he saw as the political things that are being discussed all the time. So, it's you know, you go to El Paso, there's 700,000 people, and down there, all of them are Hispanic, 84%. But they got a white guy as a mayor and an African-American as their deputy, chief of police. So Jessica Rosenthal, who joined us earlier this morning, just said how wonderful everybody is and how amazing they are. So, and again, I don't care how cynical everybody is. Prayer works and it's needed to help the hearts and the souls of the people that are left behind, that are here, that have to deal with all this. I can't believe it. They went to the Walmart. They got notebooks. And the mom who cradles her two-month-old dies and the two-month-old lives.
Mm-hmm.
How do you shoot that? Unbelievable. So, I think my son Benjamin, who's always thinking, said, what if it's his idea about the, you know, air marshals in stores. They get, you know, it's not a full-time gig. Be an awfully expensive if you had to guard Walmart 24/7. How many are there here? Three?
Yeah,
it's a lot. 359-2255, we reach and search because we're a country of solutions. We try and figure things out. How are we going to stop this? Okay, Freedom Roofing is giving out a free roof to a retired police officer. Are you kidding? That's like $5,000 or $10,000 at least.
Good idea, Kurt.
Freedom at sjbroadcasting.com. All you have to do is write me a note. And just say, Bob's amazing. Here's his deal. His roof is bad.
Mm-hmm.
You know, police officers don't get $1 million to do their work. 359-2255. You can text in about it, or I would suggest going to Freedom at SJ Broadcasting. Quick email. And nominate somebody for a free roof. We're going to award it in September.
Want to help a special retired police officer in your life? Freedom Roofing is giving you the opportunity. Freedom Roofing is giving a free roof to one retired police officer in Central Illinois. It's simple. Just email freedom at sjbroadcasting.com with a paragraph on why that retired police officer deserves a roof, their name, address, and phone number. Freedom Roofing is giving back, and you can help too. So email that recommendation to freedom at sjbroadcasting.com.
The Urbana Park District wants you to enjoy the summer with great music and connect with your friends during Neighborhood Nights presented by OSF Healthcare. Each Wednesday this summer will feature great local music in one of our parks. Bring your lawn chair or even a picnic dinner and spend a great evening outside listening to rock, folk, country, jazz, and bluegrass music. Concerts begin at 6:30 each Wednesday. We'll provide free popcorn, lemonade, and water. Join us August 7th at Meadowbrook Prairie Play for Nickel and Dime. It's an Urbana Park District tradition. Join us Wednesdays this summer for Neighborhood Nights.
Coordination, check. Discipline, check. Dedication, check. Not relying on technology, check. Confidence in oneself, check. You can help your kids with all these personal growth moments at one place. Hiasaki Gymnastics in Champaign. At Hiasaki Gymnastics, you can begin your child's progress as early as 8 months old with the Tiny Tots Parent Child Class. They have classes that can go all the way through adulthood, so you can begin your child's gymnastics journey at any age. Call them now at 351-2003 or email info@hiasakigym.com for more information.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
This is a Fox News Alert. I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump set to speak at the White House shortly as communities in Ohio and Texas mourn the victims of mass shootings this weekend.
I'd give my life and pray for hers. She had 3 babies she needed to raise.
Her sister, one of the 20 killed in El Paso, Texas, the alleged gunman being held without bond. The man accused of killing 9 people in Ohio was killed by police.
Dayton police have released video that shows panicked people running from the gunfire. The gunman, clad in body armor, wearing a mask and hearing protection, shooting indiscriminately. As he attempts to enter Ned Pepper's bar, 6 police officers shoot him dead.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Dayton. The president tweeting he wants legislation providing strong background checks for gun users. And a killing at a seat factory for Mercedes-Benz in Alabama. Local reports say a 28-year-old woman is being held in the death of her 27-year-old co-worker. This is a Fox News Alert.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. We are getting close to the start of school, but a lot of school districts still have openings for teachers. The News Gazette said as of Friday afternoon, the Champaign Unit 4 district had 25 full-time and 6 part-time openings, but the HR director said they were doing interviews. Urbana has 17 teaching positions open and 25 support jobs open. That district also is working on filling those. Unit 4 says the big needs are special education, physical education, and English as a second language. Illinois State Senate Senator Tom Cullerton has been indicted on federal embezzlement charges. It is connected to the Teamsters Union. Cullerton was accused of collecting more than $274,000 in salary and benefits, but doing little or no work for the union. WLS says Cullerton took the union job several months after he was elected 7 years ago. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Welcome to Office Depot. How can I help you?
We're getting her organized for back to school.
Yep, got my green notebook and folder for chemistry.
I mean, science is always green because, of course.
Right, because math always has red notebooks.
Right, because blue notebooks are for English.
And yellow are for social studies. And purple is for music.
And
are we twins?
No. Get everything on their list from the advisors at Office Depot Office Max. This week's Doorbuster school backpacks for $10. $10 in-store or online at OfficeDepot.com. Limit 2 excludes New Balance.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy.
I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Hey, Harry, get ready, get set, and make sure you go to Game Day Spirit August 9th and 10th. What's so epic about this sale? Well, prices will be marked up to 80% off with brands like Nike, Champion, Columbia, and 47 brand. Tees as low as $4. Hats as low as $7. Need one of those clear stadium bags this fall? Game Day Spirit will have them on sale for just $5. Oh, and those Flying Illini bobbleheads, half off.
So when is it?
It's Game Day Spirit's epic clearance event August 9th and 10th at the corner of Neal and Kirby and Champaign. Don't miss it.
This summer, take the road trip to complete your baseball stadium bucket list.
And when you do, stay at La Quinta by Wyndham Hotel,
where you can now earn and redeem Wyndham Rewards points at La Quinta and thousands of other Wyndham Rewards properties worldwide.
Plus, free Brightside breakfast and the free high-speed Wi-Fi so you can stay in the work zone while you're away.
Well, with perks like these, you're going gone.
Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you triumph.
Book direct at LQ.com.
Well, it's a nice weather forecast. It's a beautiful start to our week in Champaign-Urbana. Diane Ducey with our weather.
Yes, Stevie, we've got a high 89 expected. 69 our low into the evening tonight. Late tonight and into tomorrow morning, we've got showers in the forecast. High 86. The showers could reform late afternoon and into the evening. Low 64 on Tuesday night. Sunshine expected Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday up into the mid-80s, down to around 62 in the evening. Right now, the temperature's at 79. ESPN 93.5.
Okay, it's 25 till 9 o'clock. So another, and again, we try and come up with solutions. I had suggested a few shootings ago, probably a couple of years ago, that all schools would have police officers as teachers. That kind of in that. And then maybe you just ought to have all the checkouts as police officers. Just have police officers everywhere.
Well, at least someone who's maybe trained and has a FOID card and gone through the proper training, maybe they could get a bonus if they worked at a place and were a checkout.
I just don't know who would say, I don't want that ex-Marine who's an upstanding citizen who's done all the training, I don't want him in the aisle next to me. Who would want that? Of course you would. You don't want every guy that has a FOID card necessarily to be that guy or that woman. Because women certainly are getting proficient in some cases. So I'm just saying that if you're trained up, if you're at that military level where mm-hmm. you've had weapon training, mm-hmm. if you've had the training, maybe you're a retired police officer, and you have a presence there. When they say gun-free zone, perfect, great target. I got my AK, I'm going in. But if they have to go in and think, I might be shot, I don't know, that's not fair. They got people that can shoot back. These cowards might not do it. Now, the El Paso shooter, he went from Allen, Texas, which is in the Dallas area, all the way to El Paso, which is like 10 hours.
I didn't realize.
He drove 10 hours.
Okay.
When you're in the car 10 hours and you still have that venom, that anger. And he'd mentioned in his manifesto how he needed to do this. He'd only planned it a month, but he's going to lose his nerve if he doesn't do it. This is heartbreaking. Earlier, we talked with Fox News reporter Jessica Rosenthal in El Paso.
Well, you know, and there's a difference between mental illness and just evil, mm-hmm. right? I
mean, yeah,
just
yeah.
Because you're evil doesn't make you mentally ill.
No, that's right. That's exactly right. Yep.
I think that's going to be a big topic of discussion down here because a lot of folks I've talked to have said, you know, when they've read that manifesto, they don't think this person's mentally ill. They're not psychiatrists. They're not doctors.
Right,
they're
right.
not trained. So I don't want to get ahead of ourselves here, but a lot of folks here are very skeptical of pinning this on mental health. Yeah. I just want your listeners to know about a mother who shielded her 2-month-old. Yeah. She died. The 2-month-old lived. Yeah. He'll live with that story for the rest of his life. And a service member here, stationed at Fort Bliss, saved children. Glendon Oakley is his name. So, in all of...
Yeah, it's Jessica Rosenthal earlier this morning.
The thought about mental illness, too, on social media. I saw a woman post something about anxiety and eating disorders and things that she's coping with every day and how this really takes a step down on people's view of mental illness. I mean, she doesn't want to talk about it. I mean, she obviously did on this social media post, but it's like there's a stigmatism, obviously, and she's reluctant to get help, possibly, because everybody thinks she might shoot somebody up.
No, that's the stigma. That's the problem with mental health, is you can't say you had any trouble.
Right.
Because then they're crazy and they're going
to... And then you're reluctant to get help, because what if they put that in your personal file and you can't get hired or blah, blah,
no,
blah.
No, I know, I get it. I understand. I do, but there is such, and nobody has the number. There is such a big growing number of people that need some counseling, at the very least counseling. But the good news is counseling can work. You can get this thing figured out in a whole lot of cases. But as it festers, as you're alone playing your video game, as you have no contact with the outside world.
That's right.
As you have no friends, as you have these destructive chat rooms that are allowed, I have no idea how. And yet it continues. This troubled person from Dayton was troubled in high school. It took 6 years after high school for him to do something.
And I pulled the parent card here. I went to the 60th ordination mass yesterday for Father Dennis O'Reilly in Danville. And so many quotes on the side about parenting and how important it is to be a good parent and to guide your children in these formative years. What's happening? You think that, okay, it's good that the kids are looking at the screen, they're behaving themselves, they're quiet.
They're quiet. They're out of my hair.
Right.
That's
not the pass we need these days. These kids need interaction. Get outside. Take a hike in nature. It's totally free. Don't let the summer pass you by without hugging your kids and doing something outside with them.
We have a sign in our home. And it says, if you really want to do something to change the world, go home and love your children.
Yes.
840.
Career.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
All right, quarter till Jeremy Warner. Jeremy Warner show after 9 this morning. Let's check sports headlines.
Yeah, he'll be all over the Illinois preseason camp that's going on. It's from 10 a.m. to noon, so take note of that as we say go Illini here on ESPN 93.5, Oakland. And A's over the St. Louis Cardinals. That final was 4-2. Let's get your Redbird recap.
The Cardinals were close, but they lost a 4-2 game. They walked too many, two-hit batters turned into runs, and Adam Wainwright didn't get much support.
It was a better game than the first game of the series where the Cardinals walked eight batters, and it really wasn't a contest, a 4-2 Cardinal loss. But again, too many walks issued by Cardinal pitchers in the game, and the Cardinals couldn't get anything going offensively.
So the Cardinals dropped both games in the series to the A's, 8-3 and 4-2 yesterday. The Redbirds are in Los Angeles tonight with Michael Wacha making the start, and we're on the air at 8:15. Ricky will have the lineups at 9 o'clock, and I'll have the play-by-play beginning around 9:10 Central time. The Cardinals trail the Cubs in the Central by a game and a half. Milwaukee is 4 out. Cincinnati 7.5 back with Pittsburgh 12 out.
Now the Oakland A's will get ready for the Chicago Cubs. You'll hear the action after 7. They've got Kyle Bassett on the mound, and then we've got Kyle Hendricks.
I thought Oakland was too good for the Cardinals, particularly in the Bay Area. And, of course, Oakland swept the Cardinals' two-game series in St. Louis earlier. I think Cubs can beat Oakland in Chicago, but the Cubs would lose to Oakland in Oakland. So it's at home. It's in Wrigley. Cubs are pretty unbeatable up there, so they're trying to keep stretching it out here.
Well, and the Cubs swept Milwaukee. The final yesterday was 7-2. Wilson Contreras has a strained right hamstring on the 10-day IL. They're bringing up Tyson Davis from AAA. Chicago White Sox over the Phillies. That final was 10-5. We had Leroy Garcia doing a grand slam. I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with a lot of the White Sox.
Yeah, well, there you go. Dissing the South Side. Always dissing the White Sox.
And they've got the Detroit Lions today. Tigers. I'm sorry. Lions, Tigers, Bears.
It's all good. Okay, that's sports. If you want to nominate a retired police officer, for a free roof from Freedom Roofing. Freedom at sjbroadcasting.com. Just give me a paragraph.
Good idea.
Probably many. But what's one thing you want people to know about police? Who are you?
Well, just we're the same as your neighbor. We're family people. We're men and women that live next door to you. I've coached my kids all through softball, baseball, soccer, basketball. I was on the school board. Every one of us is like that. Now, we just don't stop. We go home at night. We go out and serve our communities afterwards. We're always out there. There's someone you can talk to, even when we're off duty. We're out there serving our community. We're your neighbors. We're the same people that live right next door to you.
Retiring Deputy Chief Bob Fitzgerald, Urbana Police Department. Congratulations. You did it. 33 years. When's the day?
September 27th.
Okay. And then you got 50 more years to go. So now what?
My son just graduated from the University of Illinois. Got his master's, and he's just moved to Chicago.
Wow.
My daughter is going to be a junior at Indiana State.
You just got to find a place to retire. Bob, congratulations.
Thank you.
Urbana's going to miss you.
Thank you.
Brought to you by SK Exteriors. Their website.
ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Yeah, I talked to a health shooting today, and I'm sorry about that. It's just on everybody's mind and always trying to reach and grab ways to prevent it and stop it. The president speaks in the next 10 minutes. It'll be interesting to see what he's suggesting. I mean, who's not for thorough background checks? How could you possibly be against that? And I don't know why you need, I guess if you ban semi-automatic, then I guess that's a whole bunch of the guns. But just to have 100 rounds in a semi-automatic like the one of the shooters had, you're saying, well, why do you need that? And then you say, well, why do you ban it from legal guys? I mean, these nuts that use it, it's the person's fault. And then you may want to look in at some point to why and how this is happening. What are the combinations for this person? The person they captured in the El Paso, maybe they can deem, check his habits. I mean, you don't get much market research on things like this because they're usually dead.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's a way to start figuring out what ramifications all of our things we're doing with our advanced technology. Maybe there's all kinds of factors, and that's what's so difficult is you don't know what trips a trigger somebody and not another. It's horrific, and we're dealing with it, and it's hard. One good story as we finish, the kid in Oakland, I went to the baseball game, and they had the radar gun. You know how you pay $4 and you get 3 balls or something, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
See how fast you can throw it? 96 miles an hour.
Whoa!
Signed a contract with the Oakland A's.
Right?
Talk about your Cinderella story. The kid got a contract. Now, I don't think it's $1 million, but he got some money to go try.
Okay.
How do you just stand there in street clothes and throw it 96?
Whoa!
What happens if he ever had any coaching? Now, he'd played baseball, of course. But what an arm.
Mm-hmm.
96 miles an hour on the little radar gun at the stadium like you'd go and throw. It's fun.
There was another story about a lady getting hit in the 25th row at Global Life Park
in Texas.
Mm. And Willie Calhoun's reaction in the foul ball, it was a line drive. At least the security is escorting her out.
Well, you got to net it. It's a new thing. They're going to have all the nets up, I presume, by next season. They could do it quicker if they wanted. I think they're walking, talking liabilities now that everybody kind of knows. A woman at Dodger Stadium died last year from one of those.
Mm.
So it's time for netting.
And just use fishing line so you can see right
through. They got ways you can make it fine. I mean, you got it behind home plate, and people love those seats.
That's right.
Pay a whole bunch of money for them. Okay, back tomorrow. Thank you, Diane.
All right, enjoy the day.
That is Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. We thank you for listening. Thank you so much. The Jeremy Warner program is coming up next with Austin Berkland. I am Stevie J. Again, we'll meet tomorrow on the radio and keep track of events and chat again. It's ESPN 93.5. Have a great Monday.